is said and done, I'm owning it all. I know you think it's just rap, just this, just that. Right, nah baby, this my life. Wanna have fun for a night, then just
listen to the body, till it come undone. Listen to the body, baby, come undone. Listen to the body, till it come undone. Listen to the body, baby, come undone.
The drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg, and a good Thursday afternoon to all of you. My name is Paul Van Wagner. Nathan Brennan in the other studio. Get off Twitter. Do it right now. Do it.
I haven't been on Twitter all day.
Yeah, I know.
There's a reason I deleted Twitter on my phone, and
get
when
off.
I see this,
right now.
It just makes me question
my
identity.
I'm gonna go up and attack. Attack at all costs.
Good God, no.
Stir up even more controversy.
Good God.
What would Jeremy do?
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott Nason.
Scott Nason.
Absolutely, let's go.
Tom Brady's new production company is working with ESPN to produce a 9-part documentary about, drumroll please, Tom Brady.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah. Woo!
Nathan Brennan, on a scale of 9 to 10, how excited are you for this?
He's the GOAT.
He is.
That is true. I can't argue that.
Scott Nason joining us.
He hasn't been looking like the GOAT lately.
Scott Nason joining us today. How are you, man?
I'm doing wonderful, Paul. The extended remix on the opener.
Yes,
I appreciate that. I wasn't sure where that was going, but hey, anytime I follow Tom Brady, it's not, I'm going to play second fiddle, but I'll take it.
We're trying to give you extra time to make a baby. Did we give you enough time?
Yeah, we've gotten off to a good start in the first quarter, and we're going to keep it running throughout the game.
Wow. All right. I have signs and symptoms here of male infertility during the course of our show today. I will be asking you if you suffer from any of these. How does that sound?
Sounds fantastic. I can't wait.
Andrew Alex actually has his head in his hand. He does not want to participate in this at all today.
All right, Scott, let's get it started in here. The New Orleans Saints tops in the NFC. They travel to Atlanta, Georgia to take on the Falcons. The Falcons, after an 0-5 start, winners of 4 of their last 6, including an upset victory last week, a blowout of the Raiders. Should the Saints be on upset alert here, 1, especially with Taysom Hill still going, and 2, given everything and given now that we know what the Falcons can do, is this the most disappointing team in 2020 in the NFL?
I think you could put them among many disappointing teams, but I think with the talent that they possess, especially offensively, I would say they're certainly one of the top most disappointing teams. They showed what they possibly could do last week against the Raiders, who just decided not to show up. And, you know, the Saints are going to face a better quarterback. That much is certain from last week. They're not going to face a practice squad quarterback, at least at this point. Who knows what could happen in the year 2020. I think it's going to be a closer game. The Saints defense plays well when Taysom Hill has started. They've only given up 12 points in his last 2 starts. I think it's going to be a close one. Atlanta's going to give them a game, but I still like the Saints. They're the best team in the NFC as far as record-wise, and I think they keep it going.
Scott, going over to your Lions, they do fall to the Texans 41-25, but Matt Patricia is fired. So here's my question. Do you still support a team that is heartless in the worst time frame in more than a century? We are worried about Matt Patricia and his family. We don't know if he will be able to make it through this difficult time.
I think Patricia and his family will be fine, along with Quinn, or we like to call him up here, Quinn-Tricia.
Yes.
It was time for them to go, and everything that needed to happen, happened. They needed to be embarrassed on national TV as they were on Thanksgiving, and so I know as a Lions fan, it's certainly time for a new direction. Daryl Bevel, of course, takes over as interim coach. He was talking in the media today about, you know, Lions making a playoff push. These are two teams that are certainly going in the wrong direction. The Bears, after a 5-1 start, have lost 5 straight. I don't know what to make of this game. The Lions usually win these type of games as far as when they have no business to win. They usually do, but I still like the Bears in this one. Mitchell Trubisky, he'd be an MVP candidate every year if he played the Lions.
True.
I think the Bears win this one.
Scott, one of the first symptoms of male infertility is problems with the functioning of the plumbing down there. Any dysfunction or improper functions from you?
Not at all. Next question.
The Browns and the Titans are America's game of the week. Why wouldn't they be?
Well, I mean, you got an 8-3 team taking on, I believe, another 8-3 team. Cleveland, arguably, probably the worst of the 8-3 teams, at least in the NFL. It's a big game for Cleveland. I think Tennessee is a big game as well. Obviously, any game at this stage, especially when you're, you know, trying to win a division title and possibly, you know, trying to get it, well, a number one seed, which would be pretty tough right now for Tennessee. You know, it's rushing with these two teams. Derrick Henry, he's leading the NFL in rushing, but Nick Chubb, he's not that far behind Henry right now, and Cleveland certainly is a much better team with Chubb in the lineup. I think Cleveland will hang in there for a while, but, you know, Tennessee, well, they looked good last week. I expect that to continue. Cleveland needs that signature win. They haven't quite gotten it yet. I don't think they get it on Sunday in Tennessee.
Scotty, America's game of the week will actually be played on Monday as the surging Washington football team takes on a Pittsburgh Steelers team that narrowly lost to basically Robert Griffin III. On a scale of 9 to 10, how confident are you that Washington will pull this upset and solidify their spot in the playoffs?
About a 9.1. I don't see them winning this game, you know, until Pittsburgh decides to lose again. They didn't look great yesterday in that COVID bowl against the Ravens, but, you know, they look good enough. And you know, I think Pittsburgh needs to get their running game going. You know, when Roethlisberger is passing for over 50 times, I don't think that's a good sign. Washington obviously has a lot of time to prepare for this one, unlike Pittsburgh, but again, I'm going to keep picking the Steelers until they lose because so far they've won every game.
Scott, any pain, swelling, or lumps in your general testy area?
You're not at all. Come on now. Move on.
This is medical, Scott. I am doing this for your benefit and Becky's, and we're trying to help you out. Scott, America's true game of the week. The Raiders take on the Jets. Not even Evan Hughes, who's a Jets fan, wants to watch this game.
No, I mean, Sam Darnold, obviously, you know, you thought with him back against Miami at home, the Jets had played well the previous 2 weeks, but it's obviously not working in New York. Adam Gates certainly won't make it through this season, and the Raiders are playing for something, and the Jets are not. You know, the Raiders, I don't see them having back-to-back weeks like they had last week in Atlanta. And, you know my strategy in the Eliminator picks is certainly going to rear its head this week again. Mm-hmm. Give me the Raiders.
Wow. All right.
Scotty, the Arizona Cardinals were surging at the beginning of the season, not so much anymore. They are losers of 3 of their last 4. Would have been all 4 if it weren't for that Hail Murray play. Well, now they host the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are 2.5-point favorite. A loss here would bring the Cardinals to 6-6. One, is this a must-win for Arizona? And two, do you think that they will win?
Definitely a must-win for Arizona. You know, both teams going in the wrong direction. The Rams especially. Sean McVay calling out quarterback Jared Goff this week. Goff has 5 turnovers in the last 2 weeks. Arizona, like you mentioned, with the one win, and that was a Hail Mary win. I think Arizona has more to play for in this game than the Rams. They're going to meet each other again in a few weeks in Los Angeles. It's the close one. Flip a coin in this one. Give me the Cardinals.
Scotty, are you noticing any abnormal man breast growth?
Not at all. That's one thing I'm certainly not noticing. So we can move on from that one too.
All right.
We're 3-3 so far.
You're doing all right. You're doing all right. Colts and Texans square off in a game that only people named Brennan care about.
Yeah, you know, Houston, obviously, with Will Fuller being out due to his bad medication, for lack of a better term, certainly going to hurt the Texans, but they played a lot better. And Deshaun Watson certainly has played a lot better. In his last 6 games, he has 15 touchdowns and no interceptions. Indianapolis has a lot to play for. Houston doesn't. This is my upset of the week. Give me Houston.
Wow. Wow. Got it.
The most intriguing game of the week, at least according to Las Vegas, is the Patriots traveling to SoFi Stadium to take on the Chargers. We know that Justin Herbert is a monster. The Patriots, it seems to be a mixed bag every time. Not a whole lot of talent there, but Belichick still finds ways to win every once in a while. Who do you like here? The greatest.
Yeah, this is the closest game of the week, in my opinion. This one's a hard one to call. You know, New England, you know, won last week as they needed to. They certainly need to win almost every game, if not every game but one, to make the playoffs. The Chargers don't have a lot to play for, but Herbert keeps putting up big numbers, 300-yard games in the last 4 weeks. That being said, it's Belichick. They need a win to get in the playoffs. Newton's numbers won't be pretty, but they'll be good enough for the victory for the P-Men.
Okay. All right. I like it. Hang on. Let me get back to my male infertility questions for you. Have you noticed a decrease in facial or body hair over the last little while? Okay.
Not at all. And I'm groomed well. We'll just leave it at that.
That's fair. At the beginning of the season, the Eagles at the Packers this week looked like it would be a good game. Fast forward to December 3rd, and I can't think of anything that I want to watch less other than maybe them re-airing Heidi on NBC. What do you think, Scott?
Yes, the infamous Heidi game. Good call there. These two teams, you know, going in opposite directions. The Eagles falling out of first place in the NFC East. They're still just a half game back, but I see nothing that leads me to believe the Eagles are going to find a way to win this one. You look at what Green Bay did against the Chicago Bears. Aaron Rodgers, again, looking very good. Defense needs a lift, and I think they get it against Philadelphia. Carson Wentz has been brutal. I don't know how they don't go to Jalen Hurts or anybody else right now at this point. So being in Lambeau, Philadelphia, went in there last year and won a game. Not going to happen this week. I'm going to take Green Bay.
Scotty, the Jaguars not exactly surging here, but they do keep games close. They take on the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings at 5-6. This is certainly a must-win for them. 10-point favorite, which is one of the bigger spreads that Vegas has to offer this week. Do you think the Vikings win this game? And regardless, I mean, I'm assuming you probably will think the Vikings will win this game. But that being said, do you consider the Vikings to still be a playoff contender?
Absolutely, in the NFC, because they're only a game out of Arizona, behind Arizona, and Chicago, one of those other 5-6 teams, not exactly going in the right direction. And you look at Jacksonville, and Dalvin Cook is going to have, I think, a monster game against Jacksonville, who has the 29th worst rushing defense in the league. Minnesota, they've played well over the last 5-6 weeks, giving the Vikings, and I'll take the points, too.
Scott, I'm going to send you the link to this infertility questionnaire. I want you to take this because I'm genuinely concerned. There still hasn't been a baby produced.
Well, you know what? We're working on it. That's the best I can say. We moved into a new house. It's been a little bit. They haven't had quite the time to do the necessary work that's involved. But trust me, this month we've gotten things sorted out, and the work will be accomplished. I can't believe this is on the radio.
This is what we've got to, Scott. This is what it's all about. Rams Cardinals. Tell me why I should watch this, and tell me why the Rams are overrated. Come on.
I already did a few games ago.
Oh,
Bob,
did you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Arizona has more to play for, so give me the Cardinals in a close one.
All right, I'm sorry. I was looking at fertility stuff. Dolphins Bengals. Dolphins have a 44% chance to make the playoffs. Scott, can they overtake the Bills and be the AFC East champions?
You know, I think they can, because I'm worried about Buffalo's game at San Francisco this week on Monday night. And certainly this isn't the Burrow versus Tua showdown that a lot of people wanted due to injuries and such. And, you know, Miami, 11 points. I don't know if I'd take all those points if I was a betting man. By the way, online betting is legal in Michigan, I believe, at the end of this month, which I'm very happy for.
Virginia in January.
Is it Virginia in January?
January 15th.
We might have to put Scott Nason on the slick call list, so that way if we need something between now and January, we can call him and have him place the bet for us.
Very true, Paul. Very true.
Yeah. All right. Sure. All right. Let's get to the Scott Nason Eliminator picks. We still need to get Mike McDaniel, Tina, Mitch Tischler, Christian, Tommy G, and Spotty, Andrew. I have two losses on the season. Andrew has one. He got that back in week one. Nathan has three losses. Scott Nason still undefeated, as is Pudge and Christian the bartender. Scott Nason, I believe you said you already were making your pick, and I think it's Las Vegas. Is that correct?
It is, Paul, and I actually mapped out my picks for the rest of the year, if you can believe it or not. I did that in my very busy work morning, which took me about 30 minutes to go through who I picked and the upcoming schedule. I'm going to stick with my New York routine and pick Las Vegas to bounce back after a brutal performance on Sunday to beat the Jets.
Now, do you have a path where every week you can pick the team that plays the Jets, or is there a monkey wrench thrown in there because you may have already picked one of those teams?
There is a monkey wrench, but my beloved Detroit Lions will certainly fill the void at least a couple weeks on those.
Oh, wow. Okay. Andrew, Alex, who you got?
The Raiders.
The Raiders. All right. So you are also taking Las Vegas. All right. Hold on. I got to make sure I spell this right because I don't want anybody coming after me for spelling something wrong. They do that on Twitter. Nathan Brennan, do you have a pick for me, sir?
Well, my strategy has completely changed because now that I'm officially out of it, I will be taking underdogs every week just to see how well I do.
Okay.
Give me the Falcons at home over the Saints.
Falcons.
Ooh. Okay. I like it.
You already picked the Falcons. You took the Falcons in week three, and you lost because of them.
Exactly.
Evan has a three-stroke lead on hole number 15, and Drew comes back and wins by three. How about that? I called it. I called it.
Evan, you choked, kid. You choked.
Drew is my man.
Bills are favor of the 49ers.
The Bills,
you taking the 49ers?
You have not. Yes, you took the 49ers in week two.
Maybe it's more difficult to pick an underdog. How about the Cardinals over the Rams?
The Cardinals. You can take the Cardinals.
Cardinals over the Rams. 2.5-point underdogs.
All right.
Good pick.
All right, there you go. We'll get the rest of them filled in between now and the end of the day tomorrow. But Scott Nason, where do our listeners get more great football content and a lot less of the dysfunction talk that we bring them?
You can go to the website, thegamesportshow.com. There you have our family of shows, lots of sports content, NFL, NHL, and all sorts of goodness. Free of charge.
I like it. I like it. As always, my man, we appreciate you. We will talk to you next week. You take care of yourself, and good luck in the baby making.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you having me on your show. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Scott Nason. We love having him on. Coming up, Tim Thomas going to join us on the drive.
The big plays, the big touchdowns, the big egos. Yep, we're recapping the big games.
If I missed a game or anything like that, I could listen in and see what happened.
ESPN Blacksburg, 93.1, 810, 97.1, and online at ESPNBlacksburg.com.